Catherine, what do you think?
So I watched the show. I'm a mid-30s lady, and I'm so distracted.
Are we letting that go?
Yeah.
No, if everyone else is letting it go, I'll let it go. Mid-30s, yeah. Go on.
You know exactly how old I am. You adopted me. Anyway.
And Steve, what do you think the nation remembers about their school days?
I think they've got to remember school dinners. We're top 20 in obesity here, but now that we don't have the EU butting in, we could go for number one. I don't see how they can be obese now, because you're not allowed to pack them anything delicious in their lunch. You're not allowed nuts, you're not allowed any chocolate, not allowed any fizzy drinks.
But I stopped drinking fizzy drinks at school because I remember that experiment where you had to put a tooth in a glass of Coke, and after a week, it had vanished.
No.
Yeah, because it was dead.
Oh, yes.
There you go. You can drink Coke, you'll be all right.
They tricked you in that way. They take an apple and they roll it around and bruise it, and then they take another apple and they don't bruise it, and then they tell you to slag off the one apple and be kind to the other apple. Then they cut all the apples in half. And they go, see? Your hurtful words have bruised this apple. That's
what the fuck is it?
Well, they don't do that here.
What do you mean, the old bruising the apple and then talk to the apple?
It's very normal. You slag off one apple, you're kind to the other apple. You see that those one you slagged off is bruised, you give your teacher a hand job, you don't go home and tell anyone.
Yes, virtual assistants. I don't like virtual assistants. If I want to talk to someone vaguely human, made out of plastic with a woman's voice, I'll just chat to Catherine. Some virtual assistants can't understand thick regional accents. I know how they feel. It's been four series and I still don't know what that Cockney horse is saying. Now it's time for a quick bonus round. Rob, Catherine, come and join me in the middle for a brand new game for 2020. It's called Is There a Duck? The rules of Is There a Duck are simple. Catherine, you'll be blindfolded. You'll have to guess if there's a duck.
Okay.
Rob, we've given you some classic duck bluffing equipment. You'll need Catherine to give me the wrong answer. Now, Catherine, don't let the duck bluffing equipment make you think that there's not going to be a duck. There might be a duck. Do you both understand the rules of Is There a Duck?
No, but I'm up for a laugh.
Let's play Is There a Duck?
Yes!
Catherine, please.
Yeah.
Into the, the arena. Take a seat. Yep.
Okay.
I think we've got an eye mask and headphones for you to put on. Oh, yeah, lovely. Okay, there's the eye mask. Okay, so.
Can a duck peck your vag off?
That is what we're going to find out. Those are noise cancelling headphones, so you won't be able to hear. All right, okay.
Right.
So, Rob, go and either get the duck or don't get the duck. Catherine, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I'm not sure what the point of the fucking earphones is. Rob has gone to either get a duck or not get a duck. Audience, I obviously, we're in on what's going on here, if there's a duck or not a duck, so you've got to just...
Keep stum.
Yeah. OK, so, you've got the duck bluffing equipment to use.
Yeah, I've got it.
Rob, OK, so, Catherine, I mean, they didn't really do anything anyway, so, is there a duck?
That's the duck noise?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, that just sounds like London on any rainy day. I sort of feel like Rob's having a ducking breakdown. Ah, I like
weird
that
now,
duck.
Isn't it?
I'm not sure what we're doing anymore.
Do you know what? Oh! Oh my God, Rob!
What if it's not? What if it's not a duck, but something bigger?
Like, what's bigger than a duck?
A tiger.
Goose.
A tiger.
It goes duck, goose, swan, doesn't it? Longer than neck, no bird. So it works. Duck's got a little neck. Goose, longer neck. Swan, biggest neck. Then giraffe. But I don't think that's a bird.
Oh, I tell you what, Attenborough goes. He's got the job. Okay.
Right.
I put it to you: is there a duck?
I mean, a duck has not interacted with me, but I feel that there must be one.
Yeah, final answer, please.
Yeah, I think that this is a weird game between you two about power, and I don't think there was ever a duck.
Okay, blindfold off.
Duck!
Well done, Rob. Rob's team.
Well, it's been the first days of Brexit, hasn't it?
It was amazing how little changed. It was all a big build-up, and then it just felt, it felt remarkably similar.
It was a bit like, you know, when you agree to be boyfriend and girlfriend with someone. It's a big day, and there's all lead-up, excited, and nothing really happens. All that happens, you think, this is going to be a mess when it goes wrong.
What do you mean?
Do you say that?
Yeah.
You have to ask someone to be their girlfriend.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you just fuck loads of other people anyway, so it don't really matter.
It's very much a free trade agreement.
He's not a single market man.
No. He's not a rule guy.
I've heard good things about his withdrawal agreement.
The deal is what's worrying now. Everyone goes, well, what's the deal with Canada? I don't know. How come I'm not as famous as Celine? I don't know what Canada's deal is.
I have no idea what Canada's deal is. I just know we got you. I don't know what they got.
I used to smoke, Jimmy. I used to smoke 50 a day when I was younger.
Shush.
Yeah, I had to stop because my fingers started going yellow and it looked like I'd been finger-banging Banana Man.
My husband. I have a husband now. I also have a T-shirt. It says, ask me about my husband. My husband, every once in a while, he'll have one. I just lock him outside. I won't come... This is what I hate about smokers. They're like, will you stand with me outside? Will you wait with me outside? Will you come with me outside? Fuck yourself. I lock the door, I go in the house. And that's the way to deal with them. I locked him out of the house Christmas Day.
can I ask a question, Kevin? Say it's like a weekend and you've got an idea of what you want to do for the weekend.
Yeah.
And your husband doesn't want to do that.
Yeah.
What happens?
I wouldn't know.
Well, let's have a look and see if vaping's up there. Yes, indeed, it's vaping. OK, we're looking for the top inventions of the last 10 years. Catherine, what do you think?
Is it dating apps?
Yeah.
People have all kinds of access to each other online. It's a weird millennial contradiction because they're timid, but they get more pussy than Mick Jagger.
I think the millennial generation are having less sex than any previously.
With you.
Stacey.
Game of Thrones. It's got to be.
Game of Thrones, the biggest show in the world. Catherine, did you watch it?
I did. After Me Too, you saw the show transform. Because it was all like tits, yeah. Willies. And then, like, after Me Too, Daenerys is in a turtleneck and the other one's in period pants. Like, the wardrobe changed.
Yeah.
I miss the original. I miss all the dicks.
Yeah. There was more tits than dicks, but that's always going to be the case because there's normally two tits to one dick, isn't it? There's always going to be a tits dick offset.
Well, not if you're a balls girl, because if you count...
Wait, is that a real thing?
Yeah, if you count Alvin and the Chipmunks, then you guys...
OK, Catherine, what else have the nation been talking about this week?
Is it the most successful parasite in Hollywood since Harvey Weinstein? Is it the Oscars?
The Oscars were this week, yeah, it was huge. Did you watch any of the movies? Did you watch Parasite?
Yes,
you did.
Have you seen it?
I don't see any Oscar movies because I don't like feelings.
Oh.
Well, there's no way for your face to express them now. Now, we've talked about the inventions that took the world by storm. What about all the other ones? I got a gift from a good friend, Rob Beckett. I got you this. It's a 360 toothbrush. It brushes all your teeth at the same time. Check it out.
I think I need 720.
Okay, Catherine, I've got one for you as well. Pass
Thank
that to Catherine.
You.
I'll show you how this works. So basically, it's a toothbrush, but you can turn it on. It vibrates, and then it goes.
Normally, I use Sillit Bang and a stiff broom.
Rob, I think it's supposed to vibrate. You don't have to do this.
Oh, it has different settings.
It's got different settings, and it's got a weird blue light. No one knows what it does.
Rob looks like he's sucking off an avatar.
Now, Catherine, you've got loads of pets, right? This is a pet treat launcher. I'll put M&Ms in there.
Yeah!
I got it! No, I didn't. I'm really scared. Oh, Sarah!
Oh, Catherine!
Hang on, this should be easy.
Yeah.
Look at the size of this fucking target.
That's important.
Ah, shit. I'll try and get from that.
Sorry.
Rob.
It's like feeding time at the zoo, isn't it?
Rob, you've just brushed it.
As we're talking about Boris Johnson, time for a quick bonus round. Rob, Catherine, come and join me to play What's Boris Riding? The rules for What's Boris Riding are simple. I'll show you some pictures of Boris Johnson. You take it in turns to guess what he's riding. Can I get some dramatic lighting? Let's play What's Boris Riding. Oh, OK, Rob, you're up first. What's he riding?
Oh, I think that's a BMX.
OK, let's have a look. Oh. It's exactly right.
Smash that.
He's nailed it. He's nailed it. I guess he misses his dad. Catherine, you're next.
There are different kinds of bikes.
Yeah, yeah, I can introduce you to a few.
What's he riding?
Like a pogo stick?
Ooh. A pogo stick?
It's different types of stick.
OK, pogo stick, let's see.
A forest bike!
Is this all going to be bikes?
Whoa.
I only know one type of bike.
Well, if you said bike, I think you would have got that.
Rob, you'll go.
OK.
What's he riding?
Oh. That's Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't be bike again. I'm gonna go for one of them's like racing bike things.
A racing bike. Okay, let's have a
go. Oh, fucking Boris bike again. Shit.
I mean,
I should have said bike.
If you're playing along at home, it's actually quite easy. okay, Catherine, you'll go. What's he riding there?
I think
it can't be again.
It can't be another bike.
They're making us look stupid, Catherine.
Are we making you look stupid?
I think it's going to be a bike again.
There aren't any other type of bikes.
I think they've already got bikes.
What are you saying?
You wouldn't wear that type of helmet. Is it like a little ATV? All-terrain vehicle.
OK, let's have a look.
It's going to be a bike.
Oh, no.
Sort of. It's one of those, the old-fashioned one.
Oh, yeah.
Dad and Mum in the same photo there.
I think that might be your conception. OK, next picture. All right, what's he riding?
He's indoors, isn't he? Is it a scooter?
A scooter, OK, let's have a look.
Oh, a bus.
Oh, is that
a
bus?
That's a bit of a curveball, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a dick move, but I won't deny it. Yeah. He's riding the bus.
State of that sleeve.
What's the matter with it?
It looks like he's going to see if a cow's pregnant.
OK, next picture. What's Boris riding?
Uh-oh.
I think he's taking a piss, isn't he? But what's he riding?
His luck if he's pissing on children. It's a strong strategy, isn't it, for votes?
Yeah. So there are children there. I think it's some type of a scooter. I see kids on these little scooters a lot.
Okay, let's have a look.
Yes.
Smash
it. He's absolutely right. Who do you think people have been talking about over the last 12 months?
Oh, it's got to be Boris Johnson. He lies and cheats more than a Kardashian's baby's father. More people liked Boris Johnson than the other one. It's a bit like a popularity contest between Prince Andrew and Piers Morgan, but I've decided I'm going to be right-wing now. Very right-wing.
You would suit being very right-wing.
I look right-wing. I look the kind of white woman who would call the police on a child's lemonade stand. I do. Like, go home.
You'd be great on Fox News.
Thank you, and fuck you.
Sarah, have you ever been too embarrassed to go to the doctor?
The thing is, I think, like, if you grew up with a Jewish mother, which I did, she took me to the doctor so often. She took me to the doctor the first time I got my period. I later realized, like a decade later, it's because she was worried. She said it was because she was worried about how long my labia were. What? But when I eventually, like, asked dudes, and I was like, can I just? And the answer that I always got every time was like,
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. But they weren't that bad. That's the point that I really feel the need to make here on national TV.
Don't you inherit your labia from your mom? Because how beautiful...
Have you ever been with a guy that's gone, I think I know your mom?
Because at Christmas time, I was talking about how beautiful my vagina is because I just got into talking about it lately. And I was saying, yeah, we don't have... Like, we always, when we saw pornographic images,
that wasn't weird to me because that's what I know I look like and my sisters look like. And my stepdad was like, yeah, you guys all do. And we were all like, what? And he was like, oh, I mean, like, your mom. And that's how I came to that Christmas conclusion.
Oh, my God. No. Mine looks like an unpacked suitcase.
One more thing to get. Fingers on buzzers. The best story of the week.
Is it Gwyneth Paltrow's fanny candle?
Yes.
Tell me everything you know about this.
She's made a candle that smells the same as her vagina.
Yes.
Thank God it wasn't just me that just... I thought I was the only one who heard about this.
She's selling sex dust as well, isn't she?
What, sorry?
Sex dust.
What is sex dust? What
does that I think do? It's the stuff they scrape off the sheets after she's...
Put it in a bag.
Do a line of it. OK.
I feel sorry for her kids. Imagine going to school, your name's already Apple, right? And someone comes up and goes, I know what your mum's fanny smells like. And they do. Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow also sells vagina eggs. That it's like resistance training for drug mules. You put, like, an egg up yourself and then you, like, go around all day and go to your CEO job or whatever, and then you have really strong pelvic floor.
And a lovely boiled egg when you get home. No, it's an extraordinary story. So, Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle brand, Goop, has released a candle called This Smells Like My Vagina.
It sounds like an accident. This smells like my vagina. But it sounds like...
Here's a picture of the candle everyone's making a fuss about. Doesn't look like much, does it? We couldn't get the candle. It's $75, but it's sold out.
It's sold out because Chris Martin bought them all to reminisce. He's just lit them all in one room, just remembering.
Well, we've had one made up. I don't know if you can read that, but we got the ingredients from their website of what was in it. It's citrusy bergamot.
Bergamot?
Oh, she wishes it smelled like bergamot.
Have a go on that. Is that what yours...
No, it's not.
Let's have a look.
Well, I don't know. I don't smell it myself.
Let's have a look. I'll be the judge of this.
Oh, yeah, darling, it's remarkably similar.
It's a very nice candle.
Every single person who sees that candle is going to want to smell it, aren't they?
No way.
Chris Martin would not have got divorced.
Rob, let me give the other guys a go.
It's a lovely candle.
It is a nice candle.
Very nice.
Sweet. You know the Goop thing isn't hers either.
It's not her Goop.
No. It's a bunch of investors paid her to be the spokesperson for it. It's not her company.
Whose vagina have I just sniffed then? Germany questions.
Excuse me, on this side, we think our vagina is smelling.
That is exactly what my vagina smells like.
Bill, go in and find out.
We'll just...
So big.
Go on, Bill.
Bill,
listen, if it's really clean, I'm buying it.
Yeah, but that is like fresh out the bath.
Yeah.
Smell, and that ain't like after a night out dancing.
That's all in the fine print.
That is weekend away spa break, fresh out the bath smell there.
This smells like Gwyneth. Yeah, it does say that in small print, actually. I've just seen it. This smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Yeah.
Fresh out the bath.
I want 3 a.m. at Tiger Tiger edition.
Whoa, gamey.
Yeah. Willies don't smell great either. Let's not ask like
that. Well, you've got made a fucking candle of it.
Exactly. No one's trying to make you smell.
I'll tell you why my Willie doesn't smell nice. It's just been in a vagina. That's a new low for us, isn't it? Okay, let's see if it's up there. Yes, it's Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina-scented candle. Gwyneth Paltrow's so up herself, and so are her candles. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.